It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and love talking sports with you. Always, each and every week, right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Well, here we are, right on the brink. The boys' high school basketball sectionals are just around the corner. The pairings were announced over this past weekend, and what a game. There are a lot of people, but I think because of this matchup, Cathedral Crispus Attucks, they play in the first round on Wednesday, March 4th, and this is where a lot of people are saying, well, they ought to seed these things. They ought to make decide who's number one and who's number six and not have the best two teams play each other right out of the gate. Now, I know the other teams in Sectional 10 are saying, whoa, wait a minute. What makes them the best two teams? Well, Cathedral, they're 17-5. Crispus Attucks, they're 18-4. This is a rematch of the double overtime thriller in the city tournament that was won by Crispus Attucks, and this is going to be a first-round game in the 4A Sectional 10 that's being played at Lawrence Central. So if you're just looking for a high school basketball game to go to, get there early because this one's going to pack. Wednesday, March 4th, Cathedral against Crispus Attucks in 4A Sectional 10. If you know me at all, you know I'm not a big fan of class basketball. I wish there was one class, one tournament, one champion like it used to be, and I know I sound like get off my lawn guy when I get into that because so many people love the class because that more people win. I know that's good, but I love Indiana basketball, and here we go with the boys sectionals. And sectional 11 is another one we're watching in Southport. Ron Colley's there. They will play Pike. The 3A sectional 27 has at Shortridge. Several of our teams that we always watch are there. Guerin Catholic opens up against Brebeuf, and Chittard gets a first-round bye in that 3A Sectional 27. Like I said, that's at Shortridge. Sectional 28, Indian Creek, that's where that sectional is. Ritter is playing there, and there's another big game right out of the gate. Ritter plays Speedway in the first round. And then in Sectional 2A, this is Sectional 42 being played at Heritage Christian. Cecina, they're in that one, and they play University. So get out, enjoy it, root for your teams, and have a lot of fun as the road to the championship begins. And, of course, the girls are already into their state championship level, and we'll be watching that as well. Let's talk a little basketball college real quickly. Marion University, if you're watching the Knights, the seedings are out for their conference tournaments, which are just around the corner as well. The men's team is ranked number two going into that tournament, and the women's team at Marion, under Katie Gerrards, they are ranked number one, the favorite, of course, to win that Crossroads League Conference tournament. And speaking of Marion, big congratulations to a good friend. Did you hear the story about Brock Caraboa? This is their longtime defensive coordinator. Has been there several years, actually went there as a player. I believe historically he's an answer to a trivia question. Brock Caraboa made the first tackle in the history of Marion University football back years ago. He got a job last week at Kansas. So he's going from the defensive coordinator at Marion University all the way up to Division I to Kansas, and he's going to be on their staff at Kansas. So we're going to get him on coming up here in a couple of weeks. We'll get Brock on. Congratulations to Brock Caraboa moving on to Kansas as a part of their staff in Division I. So let's keep talking Marion University, but switch gears to softball. And their head coach, Scott Fleming, now joins us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good, Will. Just appreciate you having me on today.
Well, it's a big time for you guys as Marion University softball getting ready to start a brand new season after an awesome year a year ago. But real quickly, I just mentioned Brock Caraboa. How cool is that to see Brock get an opportunity? He's going on to coach in Division I at Kansas.
Yeah, I think that's great. I've gotten to know Brock pretty well, especially the last, two, 3 years. He's done an excellent job here at Marion. That's a great, great opportunity, for him to move on to Kansas and get started there.
Big move for him. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Big move for him, but a big loss. I mean, he's a guy that just bleeds Marion blue and gold, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was, I believe he was one of the first, on one of the first teams when they, you know, when they decided to start football here, and then, you know, just kind of, you know, played here, and then, you know, has coached here, and, you know, has always been in charge of the defense the last couple of years, and they've been, you know, outstanding. So we'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely miss him here, but, you know, that's a great, you know, great opportunity for him.
Yeah, it is. We're talking with Scott Fleming, the softball coach at Marion University, in your 17th season. My goodness, Coach, you're not that old, are you, that you've been there 17 years?
I'm over 50, so I don't know.
You must have started when you were about 20, as the coach said.
Yeah, I don't know if that's old or what. Some of the kids sometimes will say, you know, well, you know, something about being old, and I say, well, what's old? And then they kind of stop, and they never really say what's old. But some days I do feel older than others, I guess.
Well, that gets kind of the way we all are. You guys are getting ready to start your year. You go down to Kissimmee, Florida, Orlando, basically, on March 2nd when your season starts. You play 10 games over 6 days. This is just a neat opportunity to not only play some softball and get outside and finally get out in the warm and the sunshine, but it's also a new season, new year, new team, just trying to get everybody together to where they know each other and like each other, isn't it? And a trip sort of does that.
Yes, it does. I mean, it's, you know, just a good opportunity to, you know, be together for a week and, you know, no classes going on. We're just down there, you know, practicing a couple of days and then playing and then, you know, just hanging out with each other. So, you know, kind of getting to know each other, you know, a little bit better and you know, appreciate, you know, where everybody comes from and their background and then just, you know, from a softball standpoint, just to see, you know, where our team is. I mean, you know, we've been practicing now for about 5 weeks, so we're at that point where, you know, we need to play and kind of see, you know, see where we're at and you know, kind of what you know, where to go next.
Yeah.
And so it's a great trip, obviously. Yeah, the weather hopefully will be nice and certainly a lot nicer than up here. We wouldn't be able to play 10 games up here, you know, next week, it doesn't look like. So yeah, we're looking forward to the trip.
Yeah, I know. My daughter plays at Detroit Mercy, and she's going to be down there playing in a different tournament. But I've already checked the weather out, Coach, and it looks like it's going to be high 60s, maybe 70, 75, might get a little warmer than that, but I keep seeing a big sunshine on my phone. So
yep,
that's what we want most. I can live with a 58 or 62, something like that, as long as it's sunny, right? That's what we want.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
Now, your team last year, how on earth do you go into a year like this and follow up what you did a year ago? I mean, that last year was an amazing year. You guys were 54-3 was your final record, 35-0 in the conference. And you won. He had a streak of where you won 50 straight games at one point. How do you top it, or do you just not try to? I guess win the whole thing, right? Win the World Series is the only way you can top that, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's our goal every year, is to win a national championship. But you know, I mean, certainly last year was special, and you know, as I've told our kids, you know, no one can ever, you know, take that away from you. And you know, again, to go through a season undefeated is, I mean, just I'm still, you know, amazed at that. And again, may never happen again. And so we, you know, again, that's great, and we appreciate that. But you know what? This is a new year, and so you know, what happened last year is last year, and so we're starting all over. And certainly we'd love to repeat, you know, last year, but mm-hmm. you know we'll just take it one day at a time and one game at a time, and you know, I think that's one of the neat things about coaching and about athletics, and that I enjoy, is, you know, taking a new team every year at the beginning and working, and you know, and everybody you know, taking on their roles, and then seeing how good we can be at the end and how successful we can be at the end. So,
yeah.
So you know, again, this is a new team, and you know, practice has been going well, and we have a really good group, and I'm looking forward to getting started, you know, with our season.
Yeah, talking with Scott Fleming, women's softball coach at Marion University, as they embark on a brand new year, and Like you said, last year was amazing. It's a new year. What about this year's team? What do you like about them? Do you have a lot of new faces, or is it a lot of the same girls back, or what's it look like?
Yeah, well, we actually return all our position starters from last year, although we've got a couple of them that are dealing with injuries, so we may not have them, you know, for the year, but we have, you know, we've had a lot of depth, and so we've got some other kids now that are going to get the opportunity. We lost our number one pitcher from last year, and then a couple other spot pitchers, and then we return, you know, three of our pitchers, which, you know, they're really good, but certainly the one we lost was, you know, probably considered one of the top ones in the nation.
Yeah.
And then we've added, you know, added a few new faces that had a really good fall and have been doing a good job. So it's, you know, everybody, like I said, everybody's been working hard, and we've got everybody has, you know, is going to have their role, and they're going to, you know, do that role to the best of their ability. And we had a really good fall. I mean, we played some really good competition and played really well. So I am excited. I mean, about this team. I mean, and you know, again, obviously the bar is set, you know, been set pretty high, and they know that, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot, you know, certainly. And that's okay. I mean, I think that's part of being a competitor, and so I know our kids will be ready to go, ready to start playing and up for the challenge.
Yeah. Well, I know at Marin University, you have such a great place to recruit too. I mean, not only the facilities, the new weight room, the staff, what you guys can bring, but the faith-filled, the Catholic education, an opportunity to be a part of the Marion family, that's a lot of times probably all you have to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've, it's there's so many great things going on here at Marion University, I just think for young kids, I mean, man, they've got, you know, an opportunity to, you know, come to a Catholic university and get a great education, you know, participate in, you know, athletics. And, I mean, gosh, all of our athletic teams are being very successful, you know, here. And then certainly to be involved on campus and, you know, just really, you know, prepare yourself, you know, for your career after Marion, so I just think, you know, it's we're in a good spot.
Yeah, well, just keep doing what you're doing. I know I'm talking with Scott Fleming, head coach of Marion University softball. Could be a big milestone year for you. You should reach 600 career victories. You will reach definitely 300 career wins in the conference, and you're trying to go back to the College World Series, the NAIA World Series for the fifth straight year. So a lot to hang your hat on, and congratulations on all you've done, and just have another great season. That's what it's about now, right? Getting it started.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been awfully fortunate. Man, we've had a lot of really good players and really good kids that, you know, have really come here and bought in, and so it's been neat. I've had a lot of great assistant coaches, it's been enjoyable, and a lot of people. I mean, our administration here at Marion is very supportive of our team and what we're doing, and so it's just really really appreciative. I'm really appreciative of all that and the opportunity.
Well, Scott, thank you, and enjoy the warm weather down there, at least the sunshine for sure, and go get them as the Marion Knights get started on a brand-new softball season. Good luck.
Okay, Will, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you down there.
Yeah, hope to see you for sure. Have a great one.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. Catholic Sports Weekly continues after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. We have something new to offer you at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It's a link to My Catholic Life, a resource for traditional Catholic prayers, daily reflections, Catholic Q&A, Divine Mercy prayers, free online books on all kinds of Catholic topics, a complete searchable Catholic Bible, and a whole lot more. Great Catholic content at your fingertips and all free to you from My Catholic Life and your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, teamwork starts at home, of course, taking care of the family with mom and dad, the extended family. Well, this past week, I had the privilege to attend the E6 Men's Conference in St. Leon, Indiana. What a powerful day. We started bright and early. Of course, we left carpooled about 5:30 in the morning, and it was a 8 to about 4 o'clock day at East Central High School. What a day. I recommend it highly to anyone that ever gets a chance to do sort of a day-long retreat. And this one, really, the theme was pretty much armor up is what they call it. Armor up. You know, support your faith. Own it. Own your faith. Catholic men need to step up and be the leaders of our families, not only, you know, coaching our kids in the ball field, but really be the leader in the faith life and be the leader, the person that they look to and say, wow, Dad's doing this. It must be important. And not to reduce the role of the mom in this situation, but even at this conference, they talked a lot about, what is it, like 70% of kids whose dad is part of the leadership going to church, they stay in the faith. They stay there. I don't know if my stat is right, but it's a higher number. So that's kind of what that day was about at the men's conference, the E6 conference in St. Leon. Father Donald Calloway, he was one of the featured speakers. If you ever get a chance to go to YouTube or Google him, he is a strong, powerful speaker. Father Donald Calloway did a great job. And Dr. Scott Hahn, the author, everybody I think knows Scott Hahn. He was there. He was spectacular. And then Doug Barry from EWTN Television. He does a lot of motivational speaking. He, too, was very, very good. It was a powerful day. Many lessons. Talks about the rosary and how men need to say the rosary every day if we can. That was a powerful message that I left with. But in the event, and during the day, I get a chance to catch up with some of the people, some of those in attendance, and here's the first one.
We're at the Catholic Men's Conference, E6 Conference, in St. Leon, Indiana, and I find a guy from what parish?
St. Simon's in Indianapolis.
St. Simon, and your name is?
Greg McAloon.
What brought you to this conference?
Just a hunger for the Catholic faith and to hear some really good speakers that I'm familiar with, and also to kind of be revitalized by being in a community of faithful and fired up Catholics.
Now, Scott Hahn was the first speaker of the day. Of course, a lot of people know him from his books, a really renowned author. What did you get from Scott Hahn's message today?
Well, be a man and be a saint. Be a great father. I guess taking care of your own faith life, but at the same time taking care of the faith life of your family, and also just a great appreciation and a love for your wives if you're married.
One thing I know we were talking before we did this interview, and you said something along the lines of how impressed you were with how many young people are here. I mean, there are some young, what I would call kids, and some teenagers, and guys in their 20s, and what's that mean when you see that?
Well, it gives me hope more than anything, because you hear so much, in recent news about the young people leaving the church, and just people in general leaving the church, but to see that there are young people that are fired up and are hungry for the Word and for just Catholic spirituality and the church, it's just really uplifting for me.
I know this show is called Catholic Sports Weekly, so when I look at 1,200 men that are here today, I say that's a team. That's a real team that can accomplish a lot.
Yes, I agree, and I think we just need to make sure that we pray every day for the young people, that their faith will grow, and that their, just their vigor and love for Jesus will grow, and that they'll spread it with their friends and kind of rebuild the young people into the church.
I know we get so caught up in sports, don't we? I mean, I've coached CYO sports forever, and I've had a few little run-ins with officials and other coaches, and and that's okay, I guess. Catholic, we're a little feisty when it comes to athletics. But if there's a message, if they can take that fire that they have for sports and take it to their faith, that could be a lot, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Yep, that, I mean, yeah, having, you know, making this as important as all those other activities that they have is really, really important.
Thank you, Greg, and also thank you for all your support of Catholic Radio Indy. And I also got a chance to, they talked a lot about the youth, the young kids that were there. Here are four young men from Cathedral High School.
The easy part, say your name, where you're from.
I'm Levi Witalik, and I'm from Indianapolis.
Cathedral High School?
Yeah, Cathedral High School.
I'm Joe Egan. I'm also from Cathedral.
I'm Isaac Michael, and I'm also from Cathedral.
And I'm Jack Clack, and I'm from Cathedral, too.
Now, how old are you guys? We're talking 17?
17.
Everybody's 17. When you look around this conference, most of the guys here are old guys like me. What brings a 17-year-old to this men's conference?
Well, I came last year because my dad heard about it from a friend, and I just wanted to come back because I sort of like the talks and I like the speakers and the liturgy, I guess.
Yeah, and well, yeah, definitely the liturgy. And when the one speaker, this last one, Doug Barry, talked about and compared you guys about your age to David. You guys are slightly older, but you're right there. What did you think of that comparison?
I mean, I think it's kind of a wake-up call for us to kind of, I think a lot of people our age don't really think of themselves as being a leader in society and a leader in the church, and he just really opened my eyes that it's up to us to get our peers around us to grow closer to God as well as growing closer to God ourselves.
Well, when you think about it, think of the power, think of the control you guys can have on a whole generation. I mean, do you let that sink in?
Yeah, it's kind of a tall mission, but I think we definitely need to think about the what you said about the first line of defense, how we're not there yet, but eventually we will be the first line of defense in our families and in the church.
What'd you get out of today? What do you think about it?
It was really great to see a lot of people who are kind of role models for who I'd love to be whenever I grow up. And on the King David point, there's a lot of Goliaths in our world, a lot of really tall giants who mock the faith and mock what we hold as valuable and true. So I'm really fired up to go out and live a Catholic life.
Now, do we have any athletes here? Do you guys play any sports?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play tennis.
Okay, so you're tennis. A lot of that's very individual, but there is a team aspect to it. Do you see our faith, a lot of the speakers today talking about being a team and being an inspiration and evangelize. Us Catholics, we're sometimes afraid of the word evangelization, aren't we? Why?
Are we afraid of evangelization?
Yeah, a little bit. We don't get out as much as some of the other Protestant faiths.
Yeah. Well, I think it's sort of a natural thing for every human to just sort of want to fit in, and when we step out in our faith, we don't fit in because the world doesn't like us, and so we can fall into that tendency to just sort of blend in with everyone else, which is easy to do, but I think we need to not do that.
Yeah. Tennis here. Anybody else? What sports?
I play lacrosse.
I play tennis and soccer.
You do anything? No sports, but that's okay, right?
Yeah.
But what about lacrosse? Now, that's a great team sport, isn't it? Do you see our faith and our Catholic faith as a team?
Yeah, I think certain people need to be leaders for the rest of us because, as Levi said, it's not always easy. It's not the easy thing to do to step out in our faith and be a church leader. So I think that just like in lacrosse on the field, some of us have to step up and be leaders, lead the team, lead like we're leading the church out in the world.
One final thought, you guys get to think about it. You're on the spot because you're first. The one thing you take out of this E6 conference that you will take back to your friends who weren't here and tell them why they need to come next year?
Just to kind of put things in perspective. I mean, I really think it's important to, even as young people, get a perspective on what your role is in the church as early as possible.
I really took away from Dr. Hahn's talk about man up in the spiritual life and in the family, in the home. And basically, meet the challenge head on, and you can't be fearful.
Very good.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like myself who sometimes it's too easy to just like sit back and kind of think and, you know, enjoy the easiness that can come with being religious, but we need to get out and be more active, and so I'd be excited to bring people so that they can get an idea of how they need to grow in their strength to go out in the world and fight for the Catholic faith, fight for Jesus.
So next year you tell your friends who weren't here today to come because...
I would say come because you definitely need to be informed about... I think something this conference really hits hard is what true masculinity is. And I think in our culture today, the what a true man is constantly being degraded. And I think this conference really reminds you of who you're called to be as a man of God.
I know at my church, Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, we say OLG, pray for us. Do you guys have something like that at the cathedral?
St. Andre Brissett.
Pray for us. Thank you, guys.
Next year's E6 conference is slated for February 27th. If you can be there, be there. Back to close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Whatever's going on, it gets me back on track.
It reminds me that no matter what happens during the day, God's got it.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They are looking for workers. Go to AAARoofingCompany.com and get some more information. And also the Elam Group. The Pacers, they're on the road a lot the next few days. A 5-game road trip starts on Saturday. A big game just around the corner, the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens and the Boston Celtics will be coming into Indianapolis. That game slated for March 10th. So get your tickets now and go support the blue and gold. And don't forget, high school boys sectionals, they're about to get started. Cathedral and Crispus Attucks, that's a game we talked about at the beginning of this show. That is going to be a dandy, and that game is slated for Wednesday, the 4th of March. Thanks to Scott Fleming. Marion Girls Softball is about to get started. Enjoy. And thanks for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.